Spirit, I invite you to step to the front and to receive this blessing into your essence. I want to speak about your legitimacy, your right to be. Obviously, you have a right because God placed you in this person to live this life, but there's something far deeper than that. You are created of the same kind of light that God is. Now, there's a different quantity. You are not as immense as God, but your essence is the same. Let's illustrate it in terms of biology. If you and I have the same blood type, even though I'm taller or shorter than you, heavier or lighter, even though I may have different skin or different background, the essence of my tissue is compatible with yours, and I can donate blood, you can receive that blood, and be transformed. That's oneness of essence. In the same way, even though you are not as immense as God, you, the Spirit, are not made out of flesh. You are made out of the light that God is, the same kind of light, just in a smaller degree. As such, you can't be consumed. Imagine God vanishing, disappearing, not existing. Imagine the light that God is ceasing to exist. That's an impossibility. God doesn't not be. God can't be consumed. There's nothing that can eliminate him. And in the same way, you are timeless. You are eternal. You, the Spirit, originated out of the light that he is and that you are. And the light that you are cannot be eliminated from human history. That is amazing. The body will wear out and you will part ways with it, but you, the Spirit, continue to exist. You are legitimate because of your essence. And in the same way, because of your essence, you're the object of God's love. God loves you not because of what you've done, not because of what you've accomplished, but because of who you are. You are an extension of his nature. And because you're an extension of his nature, because God loves you, you are also an object of his restoration. Whatever happens, whatever goes wrong, whatever bumps and bruises there along the way, God is eager to repair you. If you, the Spirit, have done wrong, if you have been wounded or defiled by things that have happened in the course of life, know that because of your essence, God is excited about restoring you. This is beautiful. This is amazing. This is an enriching thing. Let me drive home the final point. Because of your essence, because you are so special, God wants to spend eternity with you. He wants you there. It would not be complete without you. He would miss you very much if you're not there, because your essence is so very, very important to him. You may accomplish some impressive things here on earth. You may not. Your essence does not depend on what you accomplish. Your essence is, it's fixed, it's final. It is the same light that your God is made of, and that's why he loves you so much.